Today's scripture comes from John 14, verses 15 through 21. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him or knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Many of you remember the 92 Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, and that very moving, moving scene. When Derek fell, his father saw him in the grandstands and, as you saw, ran down to help him and put his arms around his son and helped him across the finish line. He was there for him to lean on, to help him. Today, I use that video to speak about another helper that came to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Today's scripture reading that Ray read for us takes place during what is known as the farewell discourse. Jesus is going away. He'd been talking about dying. He was talking about going away, and he sensed the trouble that the disciples were feeling at all this talk. And he told them that he was coming to them again, but in another way, the Spirit of truth. Now, the Bible uses the term advocate, and in a sense, Jim Redman was Derek's advocate to help him in that race. Jesus told them that I'm sending you another advocate, one to be with you forever. An advocate is someone who stands beside you, who stands with you. And if you study the word in the Greek, it's parakletos. And that is another word for lawyer or counselor. And isn't that what a lawyer does, hopefully, stand with you during your trial or during a time of great adversity. And like Jim Redman, he was there for Derek. So the advocate is for with us too. The disciples were Jesus' followers. They had been called by Jesus to run the race, so to say. The call to disciples, the call to live as his followers. Jesus had been with them from the beginning, from the day he called them from their fishing nets, from their tax booths, from their businesses, from their families, to walk with him. And now 3 years later, he says he's going away. Jesus had been their source of assurance, their source of strength, their source of confidence. And they had witnessed many, many miracles and seen the power of God through Jesus, listened to the teachings, and experienced Jesus' leadership over those 3 years. And now he's telling his disciples that he's dropping out of the race? How will they go on? How will they go on? But Jesus reassures them that he will still be with them. Sort of. He says, I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. And in a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Jesus was promising to be with them, not physically, but in the Spirit, and that they will not run this race alone or cross the finish line alone. Speaking of alone, have you ever felt alone or abandoned? Have you ever cried out, Lord, where are you? Perhaps you've lost a loved one. Perhaps you've experienced the pain of divorce, the loss of a child, the loss of a job. Any loss can make us feel like orphans, can it? So you have a sense of what the disciples were feeling. And Jesus knew this. The disciples had faced the challenge of losing their best friend, their teacher, their leader, and the one who they had put all their hopes and dreams in. This was supposed to be the Messiah, the long-awaited one of Israel. And now he's leaving? The question today that I want to ask you is this. How are we going to react when we pull a hammy? That's slang for a hamstring. How are we going to act when we face adversity, disappointment, and loss, and no one comes out of the stands to run with us and stand by us? Or put their arms around us. I believe Jesus has a word of hope for all of us today, if you've ever experienced any of this. In verses 15 and 17, Jesus says, he is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be with you. Jesus is saying he is the truth. He is the truth about God, God's word, the truth that the world cannot accept or understand. The world does not know the truth because it is not abiding in Jesus Christ. Jesus said himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I am the true vine. I am the true bread. I am the one that you are to abide in as a branch.